Hey, fashionpreneurs, it's Jess. I know you're like, girl, where have you been? Where's the Fashionpreneur Diaries? What is going on? Well, I know. I have no excuse. The girl's just been busy and focused on her passions. As you guys know, I've been a designer for many years, and I decided to take this year and really take a stronghold and deep dive into expanding Irregular Exposure, my company. And we just dropped an amazing new collection in collaboration with Tokyo Styles, who is a huge influencer, just a pillar within just culture altogether. She's Cardi B's stylist, a great representation of the LGBTQIA plus community. So we did this campaign right before June for Gay Pride Month. So I've just been busy. I've been working with my publicist, getting all these amazing articles and write-ups and Hello Beautiful and Essence. We've just been busy. I woke up the other day, saw that our brand collaboration went through with another major influencer that we have coming up. We just did a feature with Spanx, like freaking Spanx. Irregular Exposure is on Spanx website. And y'all, things are just happening and it's coming to me. So I'm listening to God's voice. He's telling me to focus. I've been telling y'all this for a while, but I really had to listen and be obedient in this season. So I wanted to come back to you guys with a random mid-year episode. I didn't even plan this. It was just on my spirit moments ago. I was writing this email to you guys, all my fashionpreneurs. And yesterday I had my first live Q&A masterclass and lecture with my summer 90-day intensive cohort. That is my amazing course, award-winning course that's assisted over 50,000 fashionpreneurs. I retired it last year. I bought it back out for a summer cohort. Sometimes I just randomly do whatever I feel like doing because that's what I do. And the students were begging, we want more Q&As, we want more lectures. So I decided to roll the cohort back out as more of an intimate group just for June. And in yesterday's class, I decided to do what's called a SWOT analysis. If you don't know what a SWOT analysis is, it's really a review of your business's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Okay? Google SWOT analysis. Hopefully, you can join us within our summer cohort. We still have a few slots left, and I'll be happy to re review your SWOT because that is your homework that you'll hear me talk about. But nonetheless, I would love to have you guys tune in, listen to this amazing SWOT analysis that I did with Tish. She's an amazing fashionpreneur within our summer cohort. Tish is a boutique owner and the founder of a brand called Style for You. It's a amazing boutique based in Owens Mills, Maryland, right outside of the city of Baltimore. And she also has an online store. What I love about Tish, and I'm so glad that she stepped up to the plate and allowed me to do this SWOT with her. What I love about her is that she owns the brand with her three daughters. Her granddaughter jumps in, who's only 9 years old, to help create content. It's just so many opportunities within the brand. And hopefully, you guys take some notes. You guys find some insight and inspiration within your brand because by the end of the call, Tish was in tears with how much new opportunity and streams of revenue we built. Because it's a recession-proof industry, guys, if you have the right marketing formulated. So sit back, listen in. This is a random new episode of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I literally just came up with seconds ago. I said, I need to let everybody hear this. Check your emails. I want you in our summer cohort. I want you at the Fashionpreneur Experience. Tickets are discounted right now, so hopefully you can join us there. I'll put all the links in the description for you guys. But yeah, tune in. Hopefully this SWOT analysis blesses you. Hopefully you can complete your homework and do your SWOT analysis slash mid-year business review. And I hope to see you soon in Los Angeles at the Fashionpreneur Experience in July, 28th through the 30th. Me, Jant Chartier, and Lanice Kalia would love to see you there. And if I don't see you there, well, I hope to have you within our cohort. I hope to see you within both, right? So, all right, y'all, enjoy this random entry. Don't ask me when I'll be back again. I don't know. I'm just going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm loving this. So, hopefully, you do too. All right, y'all, enjoy. There she is.
Listen, I don't know what happened. I take my bonnet off.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good, good. Welcome back. So, thank
Thank
you for coming up
you.
to the plate for the girls. They are all rooting for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, so today I wanted to do something different, y'all. We've never done this before. We've never even done a shared
review like this, but we're gonna do a SWOT analysis. So, Tish, have you ever done a SWOT analysis?
Not for business. I've done it at work a while back.
Okay. So, y'all, what I was saying is basically a SWOT analysis is you analyzing your business. Now, we're not going to get all the way up in Tish's business and look at her finances or anything like that. But we're going to be doing a SWOT analysis to look at the strengths as a community. So this is going to be so valuable for Tish, and it's going to be so valuable for you guys because you'll be doing yours for homework. So we're going to be looking at the strengths of Tish's business. Where are we seeing the value? We're going to be looking at the weaknesses. I just consider them literally areas of opportunity, honestly. We're going to be looking at that. Then we're going to be looking for further opportunity just for growth. And then we're going to be looking at those threats. All right. So, Tish, what is your website?
Styled for you, the number 4 boutique.
Okay.
Styled with a D, the number 4 YOU boutique.com.
One second. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it on your intake form. One second, y'all. I'm sorry. They just going to call me until I get on this happy birthday call. One sec. Okay. Okay. So we said, let me get on my Google Drive so it could work easier. I didn't see it on your intake form. So it's styled.
STYLED, the number 4, YOU boutique.com.
Perfect. Got it. Okay. Perfect. So, guys, we have.
Am I doing something Okay. All right.
You got it.
Okay.
So, y'all, we have Tish's website. I'm about to share the screen with you guys. I just wrote it in the. I wrote it out for everybody, Tish. So, okay. I'm going to broadcast this so everybody can see. We're at styledforyouboutique.com. Now, Tish has a storefront. You're in Owens Mills, Maryland.
Owens Mills, Maryland, correct.
Perfect. So, Tish has a boutique, and what's so great about this is, Tish, we're from the same city, so we know the area, we know the location. So, you're in a very great location, and I'm excited to talk about that as well, because we have about 3 fashionpreneurs that want to do storefront this year, too. So, this is going to be really exciting. So, I'm going to share my screen, y'all. And I'm going to show y'all one thing before I go to Tish's website. Let me show y'all this. All right. So, y'all, the first thing I want you guys to see is this SWOT analysis. Just so everybody can have it, screenshot it, save it, write down what we're looking at. We're looking at 4 key metrics. We're looking at our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, and our threats. That's what we're looking at right now. That simple. Now, this is a process where I do want you guys, when you do your own SWOT analysis, to dig deep, look at your finances. We'll explain that today, too. But this is the 4 keys here. All right, so now I'm going to go to Tish's boutique, and we're going to get into it. All right, can everybody see my screen? Tish, can you see my screen?
I can see it, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, so while I'm looking at Tish's website, I can't see what you guys are typing right now at all, so I'll have to kind of jump back and forth. So just be mindful of that. Okay, so first thing, Tish, I want you to give everybody a background synopsis of your brand. Tell everybody about your boutique. Tell everybody about the brand and where we are today.
Okay, so I'm originally launched online in November of 2018. Mm-hmm. I have 3 daughters. I launched the brand with my 3 daughters who are all some kind of way intertwined into fashion, the fashion world. So again, we started online, then we had a brick and mortar in Columbia, and then I moved to Owings Mills because of location. The location wasn't too great in Columbia. Mm-hmm. Women's apparel and accessories, unique items. We cater to women anywhere from late 20s to mid 50s. Mostly have like event wear, like your bridal shower, baby shower, wedding, any event you're going to. We do have casual items as well. We do have personal stylists. We have a makeup artist, all in the showroom.
Gotcha. Personal stylist, makeup artist. Okay, question I have real quick. When did you make the move from Columbia to Owens Mills.
2019, the end of 2019.
Okay.
It was very short-lived. I was at a suite, and it wasn't ideal for trying to build a brand.
Got you. So I hope you guys are listening to this. So we're talking about one of the weaknesses originally, but we already solved that problem with relocation. But if you're not familiar with Maryland, y'all, this is like we're talking about like the counties in Baltimore, basically. So Columbia is an area that is predominantly a little bit more luxurious. It is an area that has a lot of suites and a lot of buildings like that where you can kind of come in and rent something out short term. But it also has a mall that we have called Columbia Mall. It's not too far from like the DC area. So mm-hmm. It's going to bring an elite style of consumers. Owens Mills is a little different. We used to have a big mall in Owens Mills, but it closed. And now Owens Mills has a lot more shops, a lot more minority owned brands. It's a great location, if you ask me. So I'm really excited to hear about that. So you're in an actual storefront right now.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. So not a suite. Perfect. That makes me happy. Okay, perfect. So first thing I want to do is I want you to tell us, Tish, what do you feel like is your brand strengths right now? If you had to tell us your strengths, what are the things that you are very strong in? What is working really well in the business?
What's working really well in the business? Our customer service. Mm-hmm. The fact that we are family owned and operated, and that we offer like a personalization to our clients. A lot of times, if I don't have an item in store, we'll work with the client, you know, if they have an event coming up, and we'll try to shop specifically for that. And clients like that a lot.
Love that. So you guys will basically do personal buying.
Personal shopping. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's personal shopping, or would it be like personal buying where you guys purchase the product wholesale, or are you doing personal shopping where you'll go into like another boutique, buy one of
no
one
personal customer? I guess personal buying. I still will buy it wholesale. And
got it. Yes. So you buy specific to your customers' needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As needed. We do still do general shopping, but there are times when there's maybe something that's not in store that they're looking for. And with enough time, I can shop specifically for them. But it's still, you know, something I can have available to other clients as well.
Love that. Love that. Okay. So any other strengths you want to mention?
What other strengths?
These are good.
Those are the primary ones that I can think of off top of my head.
Okay. So let's stop there for a second. I'm going to come back to see y'all. Whoops. Okay, so before I keep sharing my screen, couple things that Tish just mentioned, y'all, as far as her strengths. So she gave us our history. I hope you guys, if you have the website up or if you have access to a different browser, go to styleforyouboutique.com. So first thing that was your strength, you said customer service. So what are customers telling you to confirm that that's a strength of you guys's?
What are they saying? We've gotten a number of Google reviews. They say that they just love how we cater to them. We offer everyone after every purchase, everybody gets either a bottle of wine or a bottle of water that has our personal brand info on. They get that. We bring our bags out to the person. We sometimes walk them to the car. So they just love that personal touch. That we take the time to talk to them. It's not just like an in and out. We, you know, some of them we know by name, we know their families. Mm-hmm. So we built like a rapport with the families, with the clients. They love that. They love the style of the items that we bring. They love that we don't have like a big bulk of items. So they're not seeing everybody with what they have on. Those are the primary things that they say. They love that it's family. They love the mother-daughter concept, and that no matter who, we're not all working at the same time, so no matter who comes in to serve, who services them, they always feel like they're still getting good service. Like they can come in and any one of us can be working one day, and it's like no matter who's here, you guys are all just so nice and pleasant. That's pretty
great. That's great. You got data driving proof that this is working, so that's great. The family owned, I wanted to hit on that for everybody. So that is a big piece because people want to buy into a story. So people want to come where they feel like they are resonated with. There are plenty of people that want to start a business with their children. They want to build generational wealth. So for you guys to represent that in the story, they're going to come and support. So everybody here, I want you guys to know that one of your strengths automatically, two of them that you just mentioned, the customer service could be a great strength for everybody automatically if you guys just simply operate with that in mind. But your story, I'm not going to say family owned for everybody, but your story should be a plus for you. People are going to buy into the story. So you need to make sure that you're showcasing that in marketing. You need to showcase that through, your story needs to be showcased in every format, through marketing, through the content, through the social media. Everything needs to showcase the story because people buy into stories. So when you guys see brands that do very well, there's one that I love that does purchasing of wholesale, Miss Bling Miami. Are you guys familiar with her on social media?
I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Bling Miami. I love her brand a lot, guys, because she showcases her son.
Her son,
Alex, grow up. Also, guys, she's put out books. She started out customizing and bling outings, and then she turned into an actual boutique owner. But she has included us through Alex's lifespan. I mean, he's now a teenager. It's like watching your little cousin and your little nephew grow up. She includes us in all of that. She understands that she's selling to everyday women. All she does is show her everyday life. So I want you guys to not limit yourself when sharing your story because people will buy into that. There are other brands like Mina Monroe that's on social media. She's based in Miami as well. She has included us since she was single. She's married. She has a toddler now, and we're still included in every aspect of the lifestyle. So include people in the aspects of the growth and the lifestyle, the stuff you don't want to show is what people want to see. The reason why TikTok and all these different platforms are having viral content that is so organic and simplistic is because it's just natural. It's original content, and that's what's thriving. So that's great. Personalization. So you guys said that you will buy specifically for a customer. Now, I wanted to dive deeper into that, Tish. So with you buying specific for your consumers, do you find that, let's say you get a pack of six wholesale, a pack of 6 gallons, do you find that one customer does come back and purchase that one dress? And are you able to easily sell the other five? Or do you feel like you sometimes kind of have to sit on that inventory to purchase?
It can be a hit or miss.
Okay.
It can definitely be a hit or miss. Sometimes if it's more formal wear, mm-hmm. no, you know, people kind of want specific things. Mm-hmm. But I'm fortunate to have a few formal vendors where I don't have to buy in that bulk.
Good.
But yeah, it can definitely be a hit or miss. Sometimes it, you know, something that other people want as well. And sometimes it's kind of tailored to just their client.
Okay. And what would you say to your top sellers?
They definitely do come and purchase if I, you know, go on a limb and get it.
Got it. What do you think is your top seller right now?
My top seller right now are summer dresses. I can't even think of the name of the style dress now. But like flowy dresses.
Okay. Like the maxi dresses. And mm-hmm.
Maxi dresses. I couldn't think of the name to save my life. Yeah, maxi dresses are hot right now.
How does your formal attire do?
Formal attire does well, but seasonally.
Got it.
In that prime, like wedding season, prom season, sometime around Christmas time when people are going to formal events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do well.
Okay. All right. I'm going to share my screen again. I want you to show me the dress that's your top seller.
Now, I will say, let me do my disclaimer. Maybe this is a weakness or an area of opportunity. I have a lot of things that are in store that are not online. I used to focus a lot online. And I wasn't getting the traction there, and I mm-hmm. stopped focusing so much with my online site. So sometimes the online is not representative. And people always tell me when they come to school, I didn't see this online. Mm-hmm.
Got you. Well, I don't think that's a weakness. I think it's an area of opportunity for you. I would have my online looking just as good as in person because that's what's going to make more people come in person. So I think that is a great area of opportunity, and y'all can focus in on that as early as this weekend. Tap in, take some killer content, get it up on that website, and then focus on creating social media content that showcases you guys as a brand, showcasing you and your daughters, showcasing all four of y'all creating that lifestyle content. There's a viral TikTok that's been going on. It's a little old now, But it was this viral TikTok where it was like generation saying, hi, I'm first generation. And then it would
move. I saw that. I know exactly which one you're talking about. I saw that.
We need to see some content like that. We need to see the content like, guess who's the mom? Guess who's the oldest? Guess who's the youngest? And everybody's okay. wearing the same product. Because all of y'all have different body types.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Boom.
Okay.
So I think that the online will go up if you guys focus on it more. And I think that just know that the goal is to make it seem like it's two different streams of income, because it is. You have your in-person and you have your online. So I would love to see more. I think that's an area of opportunity for you.
Okay.
Do you have the dress online that you're talking about?
A best-selling dress for right now. The floral one right there to your right.
Okay.
Is our bestseller, our top seller right now.
Not surprised. Good. You're a really great buyer too, Tish. So that's really good to know too and see. So this is great.
That's not, I wouldn't consider that a formal, but that's one of our hot summer.
I feel like this is like a good resort wear. The mm-hmm. price point is great. I love that you have the store pickup available. Like it's great. I would love to see more content in it. That simple. So I just want to see more of everything. So I think one of your areas of opportunity is going to be creating those. Well, let me go on a tangent. So let me go into weaknesses. What do you feel like are your weaknesses where you're struggling right now, where you're kind of like, we're not seeing this as a top seller and we have a lot of them in stock, or I don't know, you're having trouble with having customers, like you said, online, that's been a challenge. So you rely more so on in person. Tell me what those weaknesses are.
Our biggest weakness right now is gaining new visibility from new clients. Although we're in a very, very popular shopping center, though I don't know if you're familiar with how the Valley Village is made. We're on mm-hmm. the front side and the back side. So we're on the back side. Okay. And almost every single day, every person comes in, oh my God, how long have you been here? We're like 3 years. Oh my God, I didn't know you were here. It's like trying to get attention to the backside. We utilize, okay. we have a digital pylon on the outside of the mall on the main street. We use that. I have a huge flag that says boutique, which typically people say they stop because they see that sign. So that's mm-hmm. one of our biggest weaknesses. I've kind of been frustrated with social media. I'm one of those that's like, okay, I hired a content creator, a social media manager to manage social media, and that hasn't been going too well. But those are the areas of weaknesses. Gaining visibility and doing a better, consistent job with social media.
Okay. These are all good. These are, to me, they're not weaknesses. These could be easily fixed. So this is good. I know it's exactly where you're located at, and I understand exactly what you're saying as far as location. So that's good that you said you have like the signage, you have the flag that says boutique. Mm-hmm. I think all of that needs to be customized, and I think y'all need to do some guerrilla marketing. So guerrilla marketing would be, it might sound crazy, but this is how hard you gotta go. Has anybody here watched the Inside Misguided documentary that's on Hulu? There's a documentary from, I think it's like 2 years old or so. It's about Misguided, this huge fast fashion brand. If you guys are familiar with Misguided, they compete with Pretty Little Things. Fashion, yeah. Like they're up there with them. They're worth like $263 million. And
Misguided?
Yep, Misguided. MISSGUIDED.
Okay.
Everybody here needs to watch the documentary. I'm going to put that in y'all homework. Misguided doc. It's not even a doc. It's kind of like a show. It's like a docuseries where you guys will see how this fast fashion brand operates and runs. You'll see that the buyers within their company, they design everything. The buyers within their company negotiate to get the best price points for their items developed. You guys are going to see the owner is a man that's like 39 years old, chill guy. Man is worth like $263 million. But last week, he stepped down from being the CEO and then stepped back up to being the CEO this year. They've been going through a lot. And they've had some challenges where in 2018, they almost lost everything. And they're very transparent about it. But last week or 2 weeks ago, Misguided had a challenge and their website is shut down now. It's completely shut down. They had a challenge with getting out orders. They've been having some lawsuits. It's been not so good. But I want you guys to watch this show, because even with all that being said, they are great at marketing. And I want you guys to see what they're doing. You don't have to mimic what they're doing, but one form of guerrilla marketing is going so insane that nobody can stop you. So if you know you're in a back location like that, would you go as far as to have someone out front with a sign? You know the twirling people that have the signs?
I do. I would. That.
I wouldn't say get that person, but I would literally have like a runway show on the sidewalk. So I would probably have every 4 hours, y'all switch. It's for y'all. Somebody go out every 3 hours, have your sign, and snack in the front. Righteous Town Road is too busy. So we need to be on Righteous Town Road. Literally, imagine what you would do if you saw somebody on Righteous Town Road.
That is awesome. That is a
beautiful Maxi dress and heels on. If I saw you dressed like that, that's not the average Mr. Tyers guy that's doing the flip of the sign. Literally wear what's in the store. Wave at people with your sign and have that sign say style for you boutique, not boutique. Your brand. So everything needs to be branded. I would literally have something that says want the look this way. styleforyou.com. So if you can't come in and you can't stop by, now you got the website. I would go as far as to add a QR code. Have people with the red light. Take out their phone. Take a picture of the QR code. Now you can go to the website. I would have that big old sign, and literally we would be changing every 4 hours. Somebody's going to come outside at your turn.
I want to cry because, all right. Okay.
That's gorilla. Like gorilla that. Marketing is beast mode, y'all. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I don't know how crazy y'all are. I'm this crazy.
We're crazy.
I'm crazy for mine. Would you go as far as to wrap your car? You guys are going to see on Misguided that the owner wrapped one of his cars that he was about to sell. He wrapped it. It said Misguided everywhere. Misguided.us. Misguided. Shop now. QR codes. And he parks the car and leaves it. And everybody takes pictures with it. You could easily park your car in the shopping center you're located at. It's great parking. Everybody's going to want to come and take a picture. Everybody's going to want a moment with the car. I would wrap my car. It costs around $3,000 to wrap your car. That's less than Facebook ads for 1 month. Everywhere I drive, you're going to see Style For You Boutique.
Jess, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
That's what I would be doing. Get your car wrapped. Y'all got to go, like, y'all,
crazy.
Like, y'all got to go crazy. We are in such a competitive market. I want y'all to watch Misguided because y'all are going to see on his documentary how crazy they are. They are insane for this. They will shoot. They do 11-hour shoots, 12-hour shoots. It's insane. So I think that would be a great thing to do. Guerrilla style marketing. Social media manager, we don't need her. Sorry, I don't even care who it is. We don't need her. It's too many people. You got you and your babies. So we will be splitting it up. I would be looking, you and your daughters need to have a meeting, a team meeting, and go over y'all strengths and weaknesses, literally as a team. Mom, this is what you're great at, Mom. I think you should do this. Oldest, I think you are really lit when it comes to social media. You love taking pictures. You need to be the model. So you're in charge of social media. We're going to get you a ring light. We're going to get you a backdrop, and you need to be going live every day. You need to be posting reels every day. You need to be posting on TikTok every single day.
Okay.
You need to be updating the website. You're our digital content creator. You need to be updating the website with the images of you.
Okay.
A consistent backdrop, a consistent image. I want you to check out this brand, Swanka Posh. I'm going to give you three different boutiques to look at. Swanka Posh.
Swanka Posh. Okay.
At LYS Boutique. They're based in Philly. That's one of my best friends.
LYS.
LYS. Love Yourself Boutique. Just Google Love Yourself Boutique. It's based in Philly. It's a storefront and they have an online site. Both do really well, and I want you to see their images. Both of those stores take their content in the store, like with their team members.
Okay.
And my friend Shay, it's just her little sister that's the model or she'll model. They set up a backdrop, put a little plant, and call it a day and just take pictures off the camera.
Okay.
But I think that you guys highly need to invest in social.
Okay. I recently did it from my personal page, but I also put it on the business. It's on Instagram. I did the simplest thing. I had my granddaughter. She's 9 years old. Taking pictures. I don't know if you can see it or not, but she's on the, like, laying on the ground taking shots, different angles.
Oh, yes.
Everybody just went crazy. Maybe, like, if your granddaughter if your photographer isn't taking photos like this, you know, get rid of them.
Literally. That's the type of content we need. So that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, and if your 9-year-old's killing the content, then put her on the team. This is a family-owned business. So let's get her in here. Let's add her into the content and show how y'all are going insane on the market. This is what makes people come out. So I would have a team meeting one day in the next couple of weeks, see where everybody is, see their availability, their commitment to the company, who's going to be the buyer, who's going to be the marketing coordinator, who's going to be the social media advisor and manager, also responsible for updating the website, and who's going to be overseeing all of this to make sure that we're flowing, our cash flow is good, who's our finance officer. You have such a great team where it's more than enough of y'all, where everybody can play their part. And if everybody just plays their role, the opportunity for growth, insane. If everybody focuses on their strengths,
they're in their lane. Yeah, right.
Okay. That's it. So opportunities. What opportunities do you have? Obviously, you have opportunity to grow online.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Online growth.
I heard another opportunity, designing. People want personalization from you. There needs to be added in some type of custom design experience for
people.
You.
Do they always ask me, do you make clothes? Do you make any of these things? They always ask me. And like, we've had the thoughts, but have not brought it to fruition.
Our partner with a local seamstress. Look out for some local seamstress. You have Robert Queen, who does a lot of designing in the city. You have Ayana. I don't know if she designs for other brands, but she's like the sequence queen on Instagram.
Okay.
But I know Robert does do a lot of designing. But I would also look online, and I would look to hire or partner with a seamstress where people are coming through you to get the orders, and you guys take the order to a seamstress and communicate it. So y'all are the middleman.
Okay.
But I would be creating everybody's wedding dress. They come to y'all for special occasions. They're requesting specific things to be bought. So if you have a special request, we can design it for you. We'll customize it. You'll have an in-person shopping experience. In-person design experience where we'll go over your design with you. You'll explain it. We'll show you guys some different fabric swatches that we think are a good fit. You can literally just order fabric swatches offline for the different colorways you believe will be a best fit for them. And in your first fitting, that might not be present. But I do think it would be helpful if you say, hey, do y'all want it to be stretchy? Do you want it to be more contoured? But literally, there would be a starting rate for custom of at least $1,000. I'm not doing nothing custom without a comma. So I would have a goal of creating that opportunity for more custom experiences, because your customers are coming in and getting wine, a whole bottle of wine, water.
A little mini bottles, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that's for our customers that are really, you know, spending some money. So we need to create this VIP bracket that is very exclusive, where if you want a prom gown, wedding gown, custom formal event, we make those garments for you as well. We style for you.
Okay. And that's right. That's kind of our tagline. We style for you. We'll pull a look together. We'll style a look for you. That's kind of
Then we'll make the look for you. We'll design the look for you. We'll finish look. We'll give you inspiration off what Rihanna had on the runway and make the dupe version for $1,500. We'll have the garment made for $2,000. You have your meeting with them. Have your seamstress come down. Have your meeting with your seamstress. They never meet the seamstress. They only meet you because you're the stylist.
Okay. I love it.
And that is a big opportunity for, I would say, holiday season going into prom season. From like, I would literally launch that around like Black Friday into like March. There would be a season. Like, it would not be something that's fully available all the time. I would make it very scarce.
Okay.
I would make it something very exclusive, and exclusivity costs. So they got to pay a little more.
Right. One of my other areas of opportunity is just another quick background about me. I'm also a nurse. I'm also a travel nurse. So I travel from time to time. So I'm actually here in LA right now.
Oh.
So I'm actually looking to create a scrub line. So that was something I was trying to incorporate, just figure out if that's going to be a separate, or am I going to, in some type of way, intertwine it with the boutique as well? Because like, I'm big in the nurse world, and people are like, you need to make your own scrubs. You do everything else you need to make. So now I'm like, trying to develop.
That's a great area of opportunity because you're looking for expansion. I do think that's a separate company, and that might be just yours. But I think it's going to be a separate entity.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. I think it's also something I would look to maximize online, because traveling nurses, my mom was a nurse. My sister's a doctor. They used to have to go at any time, you know, to travel. Mm-hmm. I would make this something very accessible, and I would have it online with quick shipping. You're solving a problem. So that's a whole different company.
A whole different. Okay.
All right. I would make that completely different.
Gotcha.
And it might be scrubs for you. It might be an extension, but it's separate, because this is such a high-end, elite fashion company that you have for style for you. I would maximize. You want to take everything far as you can. So with scrubs for you, we're just calling it that right now for the sake of it. That could be maximized into you having customized clogs, customized stethoscopes, customized doctor jackets, like white coats. Like, it could go into so many
things. So much.
That I think it should be separate.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Yep. Any other opportunities?
Opportunities to collaborate with stylists and other local celebrities is not the right word, but people who have an audience.
Yeah. Love it.
Those are areas. I think
those are great. I think you have a lot of opportunity to do some social media takeovers with some influencers in the city. I would have other amazing makeup artists, other stylists, other influencers that just have great social media followings in our city. Invite them to the store and tell them we want you to take over our page today. Let them go live. Let them try on the outfits. Get their following. That's guerrilla marketing right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll totally do that. And that's one of the easier forms of marketing. You know, it's just you reaching out to people. Hey, girl, you got 20,000 followers. I like your style. There's a young lady that is in healthcare. It was a show on BET Plus that just came out. It was like Trap Queens. Were you familiar with? Did you watch
that? Oh, Chantel? Uh-huh.
Chantel?
I know Chantel.
I would have Chantel in my store.
And she's been in my store a few times. She keeps saying, I'm going to reach out to her. I'm going to follow back because she keeps saying,
Get her in here.
Okay.
Her, she was so organic on the show. Y'all
she is. Time. She, yeah, she's
beautiful.
Sweet soul. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And she's going to show that the pieces look great on curvier women too. And also think about this. It's all about marketing. You're going to see on Miss Goddess documentary, everybody, y'all are going to see this. They do a lot of deals with influencers. That's what you're going to see on the whole show. They run it like just deals. We got to get this influencer before Pretty Little Things gets. We got to get this influencer before Fashion Nova gets some. I would do some collaborations like that. Like,
okay.
You might do like Chantel Tom's style for you and just give five pieces that are influenced by her style. Have her be the model and y'all pay her like 30% on the sales or just pay her a flat rate of $3,000. Like, make like collaborations locally. Y'all should be running Baltimore, basically. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
I think that's going to be dope.
Okay.
Okay. Any other opportunities you wanted to mention?
I think that's all I can think of. I think I said this question. Digital product. I always hear like add a digital product. That's another opportunity. I don't know whether it could be like a stylist guide or something. That's another opportunity for.
Digital products are great. Digital products are great, but they're all about timing to me. I think you have a lot of room. It depends on what works. I want you to take some time to see, like, now that y'all are testing out all these different things. Test out what works, because I think you might even be playing it small with a style guide. I think it might turn into how to develop a generational wealth business with your daughters. Like, you could have an ebook on that. You see what I'm saying? Mm. It might be top five vendors for formal attire. It might be a digital product where you just have a simple, it could even be an event where you have like a simple mixer in the Owens Mills area where 20 people can come and have dinner and it's influential people. And they buy a ticket for $100. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be an actual digital product. But I think before you create that or consider it, see what parts of the market, see what parts of the SWAT y'all adapt to and like and enjoy and what parts you hate. You might find that you just realize that you're a marketing wizard once y'all start doing the signs. I think that flag that you have that says boutique needs to be customized. It says style for you. And I think it needs to be marketed where it says your next look this way. Like, Everything needs to be like this
mystery of like, well, where am I going around this corner? Like,
right.
Take advantage of the fact that you're on the back side of the business and make it seem like I'm one. Make a turn right here. Like, I would have picket signs at every corner. Oh. Almost there. Mm-hmm. Almost
like this is where you go this way. Almost like a roadmap.
Make it fun. Make it a game where it's like, and when you pull up, you're literally opening the door, waving, welcoming people in.
Okay.
It's all about marketing.
Okay.
Like, have you guys ever seen when you go in the middle of the mall? When you go in the mall, it's like those little caddies, those little carts, and like they always try to stop you to flat iron your hair.
They
are gorillas. But I remember one of my girlfriends had a cart that was in like the worst part of the mall. Nobody could find her, and she would go to the food court every single day with her jewelry, and she would be dressed to the nines, heels on, wearing her jewelry that she sold in her cart, and she would walk up to people. I know you're eating. Soon as you're done, I need you to come to the VIP area of the mall. Nobody's up there. She would just make it seem like she's in this VIP area when nobody's there. When you're done, come to the top. Do you want to take my phone number? Do you want my contact information? I'm going to take your social media. I'm going to DM you now so you can see how to get there. And she would explain to people that she's in this elite section and she has the best jewelry. And they would come up to see her. So it's all about just telling people. So make it fun, make it interactive, make it exciting.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. And then the last one is threats. What do you feel like is like a threat that could make you feel like, I'm about to lose out on this, or I'm about to lose in my business. Like, this is scary. Something that could take you out. Any threats at all?
Threats? Threats, sometimes there are always pros and cons to working with family. Sometimes, because it's my daughters, yes, and my mom. Sometimes things are great, and then sometimes things are not. So sometimes working with family is hard. That oftentimes is a threat.
Yeah.
What else would I say? Sometimes capital. Sometimes funding.
Yeah. Is a threat. Absolutely. Thank you for that transparency. So we can have those two. Family, definitely. I get that 1,000%. So what I would say for that, I would start. One thing that gets very scary is when you start changing how you move in a business. Like when you go from mommy to boss, it can be a little scary. So I would make sure that we have some type of meetings or a series of meetings where you guys discuss strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and discuss the growth plan and how it's going to require for us to come in here and be business partners. But when we out of here, we're going to have dinner together like it's another day. But you guys are going to be required to hold up your end of the bargain, and you guys are responsible for doing your part. Like, just have that conversation now. It's up to you if you want to go. I know this could be the stickiest part, contracts. But if you want to go as far as to having certain contracts and obligations, I would have it where everybody has to sign a contract, including myself as mom. And I would have some type of obligations where I'm agreeing to doing this. And if I don't do it, I understand that I might be bought out. Like, everybody has to understand that you got to do your part. And this is really growing everybody to understand you're not just going to have things handed to you. Everybody got their part.
Okay.
So I think that's a great thing.
Okay.
Capital is very scarce right now. You know, pre-recession, it's a little challenging to get funding. But what I do want to say is I think that you have the opportunity to grow your capital. Now, there is a lot of bank loans out there. If your business is positive, it's been open for more than 2 years, you have financials and great tax returns, then you can get a loan. You can get up to like 50K. You can go to Navy Federal. They have great loans. You can look for grants and things like that. But I think the loans is a great opportunity. You can always get credit cards, take the cash off the credit card, use it that way. So Chase has a lot of great credit cards, but Navy Federal is my favorite.
I was about to say Navy Federal has been my best.
Yeah. Navy Federal is going to be your best. Mm-hmm. Now, I would also say try to focus on growing the company's capital on paper as much as possible. So first, look at what you can do with increasing marketing, wrapping the car, invest personally, and make sure that you guys are saving collectively all the funds and everybody has a flat salary. It might even be that nobody gets paid the first year. Whatever you have to do to make it look like you guys went from 0 to 1,000 on paper is how you're going to get the funds with no problem a year from now. So if they're able to say, oh, well, they spend $10,000 a month on inventory and marketing, but they're making $70,000 a month, and they did this consistently and it grew to $80,000, and they're only spending 30% of what they're making, that is a profitable company. I have no problem investing in them. That's what the banks and loans are going to say. There are a lot of experts out there that have like funding programs and things like that. But I think first, take this year to get everything on paper saying we do well. That's going to come with you guys having a financial accountant, a financial advisor, someone that's responsible for looking at these financials. And you guys making sure you're keeping track of those taxes. It's really just having an accountant, honestly. I would make sure I have a local accountant that can review my taxes. We can meet every month and they can say, you guys are doing well here. Expenses look good. You guys are positive here. Or they can say, hey, you guys need to pull back on this, pull back on inventory. Can we do less of this? Can we do more of this? So I think putting finances to the plan is going to help you get the capital you want. That's step one.
Okay.
That's the first thing my advisor had discussed with me when I even started the application to work with Chase. It was kind of like, we got to make sure that on paper, we are astronomical, because that's how you're going to get the $1 million in funding, the $2 million. Like, that's how you get the money.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, Tish, so right. I'm gonna stop our analysis.
This was great.
Okay. I wanted to hear your feedback. How did you enjoy that?
Thank you. This is great.
Perfect, perfect. So guys in our chat, I hope y'all found this helpful. This is a SWOT analysis. It's just a conversation. I've been taking notes on everything Tish is telling me, and it's just you streamlining. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my opportunities? What are my threats? It's a lot easier to do it with someone else because they're going to be able to tell you how to resolve it. But what I want to do is I want to see you guys' SWOT analysis. So obviously, the next time that you guys discuss this, it's going to be with Josie in 2 weeks. And she's going to go over SWOT analysis, but we want to receive them. I want you guys to email them to us, students at the Fashionpreneur Academy. Send us your SWOT analysis. Just put bullets. And I want you guys to start thinking, how are you going to resolve these challenges? Tish, you kind of, I don't really need yours. I got yours written out. So yeah. Good to go. But if you have any questions, just email me, email us, students at the Fashionpreneur Academy. And I want to kind of keep on top of the progress of this and see how it's going. Because you got a great plan. So
this is a lot to work with, but I love it. I can't wait to talk with the team.
I can't wait. So yeah, guys, send these over to us. Obviously, like I said, if you guys aren't in the, if you have not renewed your alumni access, we'll send you guys the link because we want you guys on the next call so we can continue to talk about these SWATs. Somebody had asked how often should you do a SWAT. I don't like to put a time limit on it. I do a SWOT analysis, honestly, like almost every month. I did a deep dive today because we're in our 6 months. We're at the halfway point of the year. So we did a very deep dive today. But we do a SWOT analysis, honestly, like each week we do like a data review. But definitely, I would say do a deep dive at least every 3 to 6 months. Every quarter, every 6 months, we do a super deep one. So the one we did today is the kind of one where we're going to have a lot of homework to do. Like what I did today earlier, Tish, I feel the same way you do. Like, okay, I got about 3 months of homework. So, yes. And that's good. If we don't got work to do, we ain't got no business. So that's how I look at it. So guys, I'll send over the homework to you all. You'll get the replay and everything. But yeah, all I wanted to do today was really the SWOT. So we'll get back on track with Q&A in 2 weeks. You guys will have a SWOT to start, and then we'll get back on track with Q&A. But Tish, I hope you see what everybody's writing.
I am. I was trying to type back. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you for being brave. This was amazing. This was a great example of a SWOT. I'm really excited that you stepped up to the plate because this was great. So I'm really excited to see what happens. I'm going to send you guys the replay, send you guys homework, the link to hopefully continue to join us if you haven't signed up for that. And yeah, I'm hoping to see most of you guys at the Fashionpreneur Experience next month, but we'll be talking in email. So send over those SWATs. We'll send over the due date for them, and y'all could just send them over as y'all get them done. But yes, we will talk to y'all soon. Tish, enjoy all of LA. Hopefully you ain't got to work too hard while here.
No, yeah, I've been off for the past 6 days, just kind of relaxing a little bit.
Good, good, good. Well, definitely let me know any updates. I'm not traveling right now until the first week of July, which is next weekend. Wow. So definitely keep me posted on how long you're here. Just email me. I will be here.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Of course. All right, y'all. Well, have a good evening. Oh, wait. We didn't do prayer. Wait. I was like, I didn't do something. Let me finish in prayer. All right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. So y'all can go ahead and bow y'all heads. We're going to pray real quick, and then we will hop on off. Heavenly Father, we come to you today saying thank you, God. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for community. Thank you for restoring community and having us all here today, Father God. Father God, thank you for the strategies. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for the solutions that were given today, Father God. Father, I ask you to continue to use every person in this community to continue to guide each other, God. Thank you for the strategies today, God. Father, I thank you for putting Tish at the forefront, Father God. Thank you for allowing her to be fearless, to be operating in faith, to be operating and building style for you with generational wealth in mind, Father God. We ask that you just put your hand over Tish, over her daughters, over her career, over everything that she's touching, Lord, and just give it increase, Lord. Give it increased opportunity, increased faith, increased expansion, increased growth, Father God. Father, I ask that style for you is just increasing in every single way, increasing in capital, increasing in customers, Father God, increasing strategy, increasing in creativity, Father God. We just ask that you touch over style for you's business, storefront, the online store, touch her daughters, Father God, touch the expansion and touch all the territory that we haven't even seen, Father. Make it greater than the conversation today. Make it greater than the SWOT analysis today. Make it bigger than we could imagine. Father God, I ask that every person here that's about to do their SWOT analysis, that you bless us to think deeply and dig deeply. I ask that you allow us not to limit our belief in you, Father, because you can do so many great things bigger than we can imagine. So, Father, before we do our SWOT analysis tonight and this week, Father God, and over the next couple of weeks, I ask that you bless everybody here to think bigger than they could even imagine. Go deeper, go bigger. So if we're thinking for one storefront, Father, switch our minds into thinking about the franchise you have for us, because you said you're giving our storehouses plenty. You said you're going to give us full, Father God. You said you're going to give us more in abundance. You told us to test you, Father God. We be coming to you a little too humble. So we're going to come to you boldly in our SWOT analysis when we talk about our opportunities. When we talk about our strengths, we're going to be confident in the strength that we do have, Father God. Father, those weaknesses that the enemy wants us to dwell on, you're going to turn them into positives in this year, Father God. So we just thank you in advance for what these SWOT analysis strategies and plans are going to put into place, Father God. We ask that you bless every strategy, every strength. Bless us with confidence. Bless us with the resources to be able to hire the team members we need. Bless us with the opportunity to restore the businesses that we feel like aren't thriving right now. Bless those that haven't launched yet and let them be inspired today, Father God. Remind them that their SWOT analysis is still just as important, Father God. Bless all of us with increase. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I ask that you cover every one of us over the next couple of weeks, Father God. I ask that you cover us while we are away from each other, but keep us close and tighten it within community and favor and blessings, God. Father God, as we prepare for our Fashionpreneur Experience next month, I ask that you provide every person with the opportunity to be in the room. Father God, bless the room. Bless every person with the resources to be there, God. Bless every one of us that's preparing for travels, Father God. And just cover our health, our mind, and our spirits until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry. I'm crying.
It's going to be so good. Like, what's supposed to happen for you is just going to be so good, so abundant. It really is. So just know that. So your homework for the next couple of weeks is just to watch Misguided, the documentary. I'm going to send that to everybody. And just thank you again, Tish, for stepping up to the plate. This, I'm so excited for what you
thank
got
you coming. Thank you for choosing me.
Yes.
Yes. All right, thank you.
I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to send you guys the replay, all your homework. And I'm excited to see the SWOT analysis. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Bye.